Well, I mean, I'm really more fixated on you know, just looking at the tape and evaluating the players and you know, getting our guys prepared to play hard. I think, you know, from what I've seen from the outside, you know, they're playing hard. They've got good players. They've got good scheme. So, you know, we're just getting prepared to play our best.
How much tape can you use? I guess I'm asking, is there a wholesale philosophy change?
No. No. You know, the offense coordinator and defense coordinator are the same. So, you know, there's definitely an imprint or an impact that the head coach wants to have on any given team. But overall structure is not going to dramatically change in the middle of the season.
What does the tape show on Derek Carr in particular?
Good young player. Yeah, quick release, throws a good ball, and he's done a good job of not taking sacks. You know, he's only been sacked, I think, 7 or 8 times this year, and a good young player.
The secondary guys, when we talked to them after the loss, said they had confidence in the scheme, but they mentioned their own communication issues. Was it something that happened? Did they kind of confuse themselves because they all felt confident?
Are you going backwards?
Well, looking forward, is there anything to improve on the communication?
Yeah, it's central to what we do, right, to be able to communicate. I think it was a valuable lesson. We'll grow from it and work on it in practice and simulate it the best you can, but there's nothing like that game experience, and we'll be better the next time that we face that type of attack.
Oakland doesn't jump out in any specific category. On offense, what do you see as their strength and point of emphasis going into this?
I think they've got great design in the run game. They've got two really capable backs. Had one in Jacksonville myself and played against the other one. I think they've got good skill people, good design, good people, playing hard. So, like I said, we're gearing up to play at our best. For us, it's about being as good as we can be, every time out. And so we're anxious to get back in the grass and get after it on Sunday.
What have you seen from MJD?
Mojo remains one of the guys in the league that's as smart and tough as anybody. And, he was a special player for me in Jacksonville.
Have you seen encouragement from your
third down situations that you've had?
Sorry?
The third and long situations you've had, have you taken away anything in general or specific that's happening on those plays?
No, we haven't executed at the efficiency that we expect, in those situations. We've got good rush. We've got good coverage people. We've got good design, and we'll be better at it as we go. There's some areas we've been really good in, and some areas we need to improve in. I don't get asked much about the real good ones, but a couple of those bad ones, we'll work on it. That's certainly one. Anytime we get people in third and long, we expect to win. We've got really good rush up front. We've got really good coverage people in the back, and we know we're sound in what we're doing. So we just need to execute a little bit better.
Does that make it, almost letting them off the hook, does that make it any more frustrating? Or do you just
frustrating, it can be if you let it be. But to me, you want to be purposeful. You want to make sure that you're executing, and frustration typically does not lead to execution. So, we're most interested in being poised, being smart, being tough, playing good football. And part of that is taking advantage of those situations and winning those situations. The good part is we're getting them in those third and longs, and that's not easy to do. We want to capitalize on it and take advantage of that.
What have you seen from your young linebackers in practice so far this week, as far as replacements are concerned?
Are you trying to get me to declare what we're doing at linebacker?
Whatever you want.
I'm going to leave that for Coach Fox. Yeah. But I'll leave that for Coach Fox to declare when he's ready. Obviously, we've got a plan, and we're working hard at it. But everything we're about right now is getting ready for, the Oakland Raiders going out there. It's the second of our 3-game stretch here that's going to be on the road, and we need to go out there and get a win.
Coach, Nate Irving's been a big part of your success in terms of run defense, assuming he can't go, which is a safe assumption. What do you lose by not having him?
Well, just like any time you lose somebody, the next guy up gets an opportunity. That's the way we approach it. We certainly dealt with plenty of that last year, and we found a way to plug along and play effectively for us, and we'll continue to look at it the same way. You know, we'll plug another guy in, coach him up, and expect to play well around him, expect that guy to play well and do his job, and expect to continue to play great defense.
The guy right behind Nate is Stephen Johnson on the depth chart. What has he shown in his development from 2012 to now?
Well, he's been in the system for 3 years, so he has an understanding of what we do and how we do it. He's one of the special teams leaders in terms of being productive and doing his job there. So that's what I've seen from Steve. He's an experienced guy. And then we've got a couple other guys that are also, you know, getting some time there. So, you know, we'll sort through that and be ready to go.